Hello, everybody. This is Randon from Sorenson Squeeze. And as you know, we at Channel 10 push out a lot of videos on a daily basis. And one of the complications, issues that we have is how do we get our video from the editing machine, from Premiere, into all the file formats that we need to offer you? Well, the answer is
Sorenson Squeeze.
Sorenson Squeeze. So it's a compression tool, right?
That's right. We are able to encode into all the popular formats that are out there today. We can encode into MPEG-4, H.264 for your iPod, your PSP. We can do Windows Media for your Zune, for the web.
Do you do streaming media?
We do. We do. We can either do progressive download or streaming files.
Right.
We do flash video, MP3. MPEG-2 for DVD and Blu-ray.
What about audio? Do you do audio files?
We do. We can do MP3 and WMA, all the different popular audio files.
Right on. Because, I mean, those are basically, I think you just rattled off all the formats that we download. I'm very excited that you did mention the Zune. The Zune a little love. Well, let's show me. Walk me through it, because is it a difficult process? It's not. Now, it does no editing, right? You just take the file and enter it into the Squeeze?
There's a little bit of editing, but the only editing that we have, it really has to do with, you've got the file out of your editor and you've decided maybe I want to make this shorter. I do an in and out point.
Right.
Or maybe I want to adjust the gamma, the lighting. Maybe just make it a little darker for the web or a little lighter or something like that.
That's good. So you have that option if you want to do it.
That's right.
Okay, and now what sort of file format do I need to input? Like, normally I output an AVI from Premiere.
Perfect.
Is an AVI, a WMV, can I put in anything?
That's right. It can be an AVI, a WMV, it can be an MPEG file, it can be a QuickTime file. So pretty broad range of input options.
Right on, and let's set me through the process. How long does it take?
It's pretty simple. If you look at the product, we have right in the top left-hand corner, there's import file.
Mm-hmm.
We'll click on that. And here's a couple files. I'm actually going to import several files. This is a batch encoder, so I can import about as many files as I want. And I'm going to say open, and they'll all come down in the bottom right-hand corner. You'll see them come in, three different files into the batch window.
And now these were they WMVs that you imported?
These are MPEG files.
Oh, okay.
It could be a WMV or, you know, several different input types, but these are MPEG files. And now on the left-hand side, there's a section that says Format and Compression Settings.
Right.
I'm going to choose first an MPEG-4, and I like a 512K data rate for the web. That's a really good data rate. And I'll apply that to that file right there. And
what if I wanted something bigger? I mean, we usually do to 2500.
That's certainly an option.
Okay.
You can come in and choose that kind of data rate. We have several presets to choose from. Or you can edit the ones that we have. Simply.
Right, so those are just what comes with it, but you can import your own template should you want to?
Yeah, and you can change the ones that we have. Double-click on the preset that you've applied, and you can come in here and change the data rate, the frame size, the frame rate, anything that you'd like.
And what about the video size? What is it exporting to? Is it like 620 by 480?
This one's 320 by 240, but we could change that. We could tell it, okay, I want this to be 640 by 480.
480.
Yeah, okay. Changes to what you'd like.
Very simple. So far, I'm loving it.
Once I've got that applied, let's grab a couple different ones. I'm going to do, let's go ahead and we've got it. You know what? I'm going to do this one HD. I'm going to apply it to that one, 1080p.
Nice. Now, what about when you do input HD? Is that going to slow down the process, like tremendously a little bit? Or?
Well, HD is a much larger file size.
Shoot.
It does take longer to encode. But the quality is magnificent, so you get what you wait for. Let's go ahead.
And I like the user interface here. It reminds me a lot of Premiere. It's very familiar to me, so I enjoy that.
And very, very simple. We've imported the file. Now we're going to pick another format. We'll do a Windows Media one. You can see there's HD formats in there, 1080p.
Nice.
And you know what? We're going to do another 512K stream, just like we did for the others. We'll apply it to this one. All of those have different presets. If we want to, we can apply one globally. We want all of those to have the same preset. Instead of dragging and dropping it onto individual source files, we'll drag and drop it on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see all of them get that.
Uh-oh.
They all quickly have a
like blue. Butter.
That's right, like butter. They all got a blue color to say, hey, this is a global setting.
Right.
And so you can apply things very simply, either locally or globally, very quick.
And then what, you just hit the squeeze it button, I'm assuming?
You got it.
Just squeeze it.
That's it. 1, 2, 3.
And then 5 minutes, 10 minutes, how long is the output going to take?
It really depends on the data rate that you've selected. If it's HD, it's about three times real time. If it's the web stuff, it's going to be faster in real time.
Sure, it's really quick.
Very
cool. Very awesome. And price range? People want to learn more or purchase it, or if my team wants to buy it for me.
That's right. It's $4.99.
Yeah.
And it comes with all of these popular QuickTime, Windows Media, Flash Video, Windows Media, all the popular formats that are out there.
And where can they go? It's called Sorensen Media, Sorensen Squeeze 4.5. Is there a website?
Yeah, www.sorensenmedia.com.
There it is. Check it out. Thank you very much.